This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome to Victory is Assured. We got some exciting things today. Today we're going to answer some important questions about why it is that if God loves you, why isn't more good stuff happening in my life? I've been with Him for all these years. We've been talking about the love of God, knowing and believing the love of God. And in particular now we've been talking about how we can expect God to act towards you. And one thing about this story, this is the God you can expect, the way you can expect to God act, the Lord to act towards you, even if you've been in sin. And once again, we're going to look at Luke 15, and we're going to start in verse 11. Now, I encourage you, again, I'm building. I've taught all the way through this, and you need to hear it. So go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and go back and listen to this broadcast over again and all the other broadcasts. Not only that, while you're there, you can sign up for our podcast, and you can also take the opportunity to sign up for our daily newsletter, or not a newsletter, excuse me, daily devotional that is specifically on knowing and believing the love of God, and it'll help you get established in this. We even have some tools in there. It takes you about 90 seconds a day, but I believe it'll change your life forever. Now, again, let's look at this. Verse 11. Now, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them had said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to be fed to feed the swine. So this kid's made bad choices, and he's ended up in a bad situation. Sin has taken him to a place of destruction. The father has not taken him to a place of destruction. Sin has taken him to a place of destruction. This is one of the reasons that God the Father is against sin, is because it destroys. It's not he's taking away your fun. It destroys, and he doesn't want you destroyed. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, and again, if you want to change, you're going to have to come to yourself and make different choices. If you want to help somebody, they have to come to themselves and make different choices. He says he came to himself and said, how many of my father's hired hands have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father's house and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion on him and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And his son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight and am no longer worthy to be called your son. Now, the son has sinned. He's made some massive mistakes. He's come back. He wants to act all religious. He wants to feel sorry for himself and tell the father how sorry he feels about everything he's done. Father does not pay any attention. This does not mean you shouldn't repent, but repentance means to turn and go the other direction. And in a very real sense, the son has done that. He's on his way back. And I think it's important to acknowledge that you've made a mistake, because that's the only way you won't repeat it. But he said this. He said, but the father's reaction, how does their father react when you've just been in sin all this time and sin has brought you to a place of destruction? Does he say, hey, dude, you've sinned, you made your bed, you're just going to have to lie in it? Is that what he tells this boy? No, what does he tell his father? But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For my son who is dead is alive again. And he who was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Now, remember verse 12, okay? And the younger son said to him, Father, give me this portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. To them, both the younger son and the older son. So now, this we're about to see about the older son. Now the older son was in the field, and he came and drew near to the house and heard music and dancing. So he called one of them, his servants, and said, ask what these things meant. And he said to them, your brother has come because he has received him safe and sound. Your father has killed the fatted calf. But he was angry and would not go in. This is the way a lot of older Christians get. Well, I've been serving God all this time. Well, let's just read what he says. He says, therefore his father came and pleaded with him. And he said to him, he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years I have been serving you. I have never transgressed your commandment at any time. And yet you have never given me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours came, who devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him. Now let's just think about this for a second, okay? And break this down. Because this goes again back to what we taught about last week about authority. Because we have people saying, well, if God is such a good God, why is he not giving me this? Why is he not giving me that? All of that, right? Why is this not happening? And when I was younger, this is the way I received. Because this older son is trying to act like a baby. I've been doing all this for you. Why didn't you give me? Why don't I get it this anymore? Why didn't you do this for me? Okay? So acting like a big baby, right? And he says, now notice this, he does not understand the father. Because as I've been serving you all these years, right, I have never transgressed your commandment. Now here's the interesting thing. None of those two things is what qualified him for the fatted calf or for the goat. Serving him didn't qualify him for the goat. Never transgressing his commandments didn't qualify him for the goat. What qualified him for the goat? He was his son. He was born to him. He belonged to him. And the day that the younger son left, everything that was left was the older boy's. What does the next verse say? And he said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. Do you want to know why the older son wasn't receiving from this loving father? Because the loving father had grown to the place that he respected his son, he loved his son, but he respected his son, and he's still going to honor the older son's choice. And since everything that's left is yours, all that I have is yours, what does that mean? Son, if you wanted that lamb, if you wanted a goat, if you even wanted the fatted calf, it's yours. You didn't have to wait on me. If you wanted a robe, boy, you know where those robes are. If you wanted a ring, you know where those rings are. If you wanted sandals, you know where those are. Everything here, boy, is yours. But don't expect me to go get it for you because you've grown up now, son. You should be able to go to the refrigerator for yourself. Quit asking mama to get you something to drink. Get up and get yourself something to drink because it's yours. You are not possessing. Now, why? Why did the older boy not walk in the fullness of provision? Because he did not understand his father's love. That when it was divided, his father's love, everything else was his. He thought he was still having to earn it. He thought he was still having to serve for it. But the truth of the matter was, is the day the younger boy left, everything that was left was his. But he never walked in it, not in all those years. The father never gave him anything. Why? Why did he never give him anything? Because he'd already given him everything. It was all his. It was an act of love and grace. And the son no longer had. He didn't have to earn it. It belonged to him. You know, this is the reason a lot of mature Christians is because they will not operate in what we talked about, authority. You're waiting on God to do something that he has already provided. Healing has already been provided. Prosperity has already been provided. Deliverance is yours. It's yours right now. Now, if there's something else you need, obviously, if you need wisdom, you need counsel, guess what? The Father's there all the time. But if you're doing without the fatted calf in your life, and you've been doing this a while, you need to examine the fact that you don't understand how much the Father loves you, that He's already given you the fatted calf. He's already given you the best robe. And you're still trying to earn what already belongs to you, what is already yours by birthright, what is already purchased by the Lord Jesus. Everything that the Father has is yours. You need to possess it. As long as you're sitting there acting like somebody else has to do something now, somebody that God's got to do something, I need healing. No, this is the reason in the New Testament they never prayed, Father, we ask you to heal this man at the gate called Beautiful. No. Silver and gold have I none, such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. They didn't ask the Father anything. They understood that healing had already been provided. They understood that it was already theirs. This older son did not realize, my Father loves me and has already given me everything that I have need of. This is the reason that Peter says that God has given everything that pertains to life and godliness. It's already done. It's already passed. Not 1 Peter, 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. It's already accomplished. But you're sitting there whining, crying, and complaining, asking God to give you what's already yours. He's already stocked the refrigerator. It's already been paid for. You need to get up off your rear end and go in there and get what already belongs to yours. Believe the love of the Father. Quit belly aching like you're a servant. See, the older boy was acting like a servant as well, not like a son. He wasn't going in and possessing what the Father had already freely given him. And he was acting like the Father's love was inadequate, but the Father had already provided it. It had been in for years, but he did not receive his Father's love. He might have known about it, but he didn't believe it. And that's what we're trying to do for you. Stay with us. We've got more stories about the Father's love. But you see yourself in here. Where are you in this parable? Ask yourself that question. And if you're the older one, go in and possess what God has freely given you. Stay tuned to these important announcements.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking His word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word advance to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word advance to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore.